When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your questions right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. As usual, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Gloria. And Gloria asks, who writes your marketing emails? Any tips? Great question, Gloria. Well, that responsibility in our company is split between me and Nicole. Both Nicole and I work on the $100 MBA marketing emails. Nicole is responsible for the Monday newsletter, and that email is crafted and written by Nicole. If anything new is happening in the $100 MBA or we're having some sort of promotion or a new product, I'd usually craft that myself with Nicole. And Nicole has a very keen eye. She's very good at editing. And when it comes to Webinar Ninja, I write all the marketing emails and have Nicole edit it as well. So the founders of the company actually write these emails. And there's a reason behind it. We can get somebody to write the emails for us. We have other people on our team that do other things in marketing. But when it comes to emails to our subscribers, to our audience, we want to make sure it comes from us and it has our voice. Because even though we're growing as a business, we still want to stay connected to our audience. And we want to be able to speak directly to them. And these marketing emails or these email newsletters, they're a great way to do that. I'm going to get into details of some tips I have when it comes to writing these emails. A lot of people just sit at a blank page and say, I don't know what to write. So I'm going to get into all of that stuff in today's episode. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. HostGator is an all-in-one web hosting solution. Host your website, register domain names, get SSL certificates. Everything is done with HostGator, and they're doing it all without breaking the bank. You can save 25% on web hosting if you go to HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP. Again, that's HostGator.com. Use promo code OMARHOOKUP. When writing your marketing emails, whether they're newsletters or you're writing an email about a promotion or a sale you're doing, it's really important for you to focus on the value you're offering your customer. In other words, you don't want your customer to open the email and regret they read your email, like it was a waste of time. If you want people to trust you, to buy from you, you're going to have to give first. So even if you're doing an email that's talking about a promotion you're doing or a sale you're doing, offer some way for them to learn about why your product is useful or how they can use their product or help their life, business, whatever field you're in. Make it personal. Give them examples of how you can help them out. So tip number one is focus on how you can provide value to your reader. How they, when they open it, they're like, wow, I learned something. This is helpful. I got some references here. I got links to blog posts that I can read. And it's not just a sales pitch. Obviously, this goes for your regular newsletter that goes out as well. The second thing is that there is an art when it comes to brevity. Your emails do not have to be long, but they do have to be cohesive. So try to refine your writing. Try to get straight to the point. People's time is very limited, and if you get straight to the point and you actually deliver on your promises and you give them something that they like and enjoy and it's useful and they know about your promotion, your sale, in a concise way, they'll appreciate you. They'll appreciate the fact that you value their time. This is something that I've been really, really working on. And with Webinar Ninja, our user emails, our marketing emails, I'm very to the point. And I get a lot of feedback from our subscribers that they really enjoy that. They really like the fact that you go straight to it. You don't fluff around. And I highly recommend that you try to adopt that practice. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to be personal or maybe share a little funny anecdote here or there, but don't spend 3 or 4 paragraphs talking about your weekend. A couple lines will do. Remember, when people open up emails, they're looking for what's in it for them. That goes back to point number one. Tip number three, visuals are awesome. If you're going to be talking about something, a new product, a new service, if you're going to be talking about a blog article, add a photo, add an image that will supplement what you're talking about. And link that image to whatever you want them to go to, whatever that call to action is, whether it's an offer or a blog post or a podcast episode or whatever it is. We love images, and an image can create curiosity. Nicole and I like to get creative. We like to put funny images from shows that we love, and that image describes the feeling or the point we're trying to come across or express. So use imagery when possible. Now, a quick note, if you have too many photos in comparison to the text, your email may be marked as spam. And if you're using a high-level email marketing service like ActiveCampaign or MailChimp, they will warn you about this. They'll say, hey, by the way, this is too many images versus the text. You may want to change that up. So keep aware of that. So just as a rule of thumb, if you have 2 or 3 short paragraphs in your email, you should always have less photos than you have paragraphs. So if you have 3 paragraphs, put 2 photos. If you have 5 paragraphs, 3 photos is fine. But if you have more photos than paragraphs, then you may be a little bit concerned. And remember, it all has to do with how large your paragraphs are. But I'm giving you something to go by. The next tip, subject lines of your emails are important. This is where you get really creative. This is where you get really fun. And remember, a lot of people open emails based on the subject line. Now, a quick point. Don't write a creative or interesting subject line just to get them to open it. Don't get overly dramatic because that can get really annoying. I've seen emails with subject lines that say, it's over. And obviously you open it up, what's over? Have they closed their business? What's happening? And they read it and it has nothing to do with their business being closed. And it's something like, the NFL season is over, but the time for you to work on your health and fitness is just beginning. That's something called a bait and switch. You're just baiting somebody to open the email and the subject line has nothing to do with it. Instead, be creative in a fun way. If you're in the health industry and you're talking about how to get fit, what about the pain point? Something like, if you hate the gym, I can help. Because people that hate the gym, they're going to be like, okay, how can they help? And you actually help them in the email with an article or something that you can offer them. So give your subject line some thought, be creative, be fun, but also make it congruent with your content. Next, always send a test email to see what your email actually looks like in your inbox. Make sure your fonts are all the same, your font size is large enough to read, you're bolding the right things, you're linking the right things, all the links work properly. You click on the links to make sure they work and actually go to the right page. Because there's nothing worse than sending an email to thousands of people and the call to action link does not work. So make sure you send a test email before you send it out to your group. Lastly, if you're struggling on copy, like I don't know how to write this thing, I don't know how to make it sound good or convince my readers that it's important, don't try so hard. Don't worry about all that noise. Just get started by just writing down what you want to say. Even if that's on a separate document or on a piece of paper, write down, this is what I want to say to the audience. I want to say that I have a sale. I want to say that I've just published a new blog post and this is what it's all about. I want to say it's helpful and I want to show them why it's helpful. Once you've written down what you actually want to say, it makes it a whole lot easier for you to actually write down and create an email. Because all you want to do is convert that into a form that's a letter. A letter that you're sending to that individual subscriber. Remember that you are sending to individual subscribers. Yes, it's a mass email, but it's a lot easier if you think about it if you're writing to one single person. So take those notes you took down about what you want to convey in the email and just write them. You'll get more comfortable over time, but people will appreciate you for your honesty and just being straightforward. And that's the strategy I use. I don't believe I need to know a certain way of writing or some sort of salesmanship. If I just say what I want to say, people will get me. They'll understand this is what I want to say to them. So don't stress the copy so much. You'll get better over time. Your taste will get better. You'll read better copy and it will influence your own writing. So at the start, just write what you want to say. convey it to them, let them know. People will actually appreciate your transparency. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Creative Live. Guys, I want to tell you about the creative pros at Creative Live. Creative Live helps people unlock their creative potential. Their online creative catalog is a great place to rekindle your artistic spark or dig into new skills like photography, design, crafting, music production, and business savvy. You can watch classes on their massive online catalog, or you can come and attend live. I've done that a few times myself. And you can learn from the best. Experts like Tim Ferriss, Ann Geddes, and Alex Bloomberg will show you how to bring your A-game to whatever revs your engine. Go to creativelive.com/MBA for 20% off any of Creative Live's classes. Go ahead, jump into this vibrant, lively community of creators today at creativelive.com/MBA. To wrap up today's lesson and question from Gloria about marketing emails and any tips that we have, is consistency is key. A lot of people, when they first get started, they're erratic about their newsletter emails or they're erratic about their promotion emails. They're not consistent. You want to keep your relationship with your audience ongoing. You want to make sure the value is ongoing. You want to keep the relationship warm. And you want to get good practice. You want to get used to writing in your own voice and writing to your community and writing to that individual subscriber. So be consistent. And trust me, when I look back at the emails that we wrote back to our subscribers a few years ago, it's a little bit cringeworthy, but that means we've improved. So I'm not too upset about it. So stay consistent and keep going at it. Use the tips I talked about today and just be yourself. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Remember, guys, every week we do Q&A weekends on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. So if you have a question, just email us at contact@100mba.net or hit me up on Twitter. My handle is BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. Guys, tomorrow we have a very, very special episode with a guest teacher, Josh Ellich. And Josh is going to be teaching you how to get free PR for your business. Josh is an absolute expert at this, and he's gotten tons of free PR and shown other people how to get amazing, great PR in an untraditional way, a way that you may not think, but it really works. I've used it myself personally. His strategies are right on. So look out for that tomorrow. But before then, I want to leave you with this. When I first got started, I really enjoyed subscribing to great writers and subscribing to their email list. A few that I recommend is Noah Kagan's OKDork.com's newsletter, Paul Jarvis's newsletter at PJRVS.com, and Justin Jackson at JustinJackson.ca. These guys taught me so much just by being on their list about how to be personal, how to be brief, and how to really connect with your audience. So check them out. Being a subscriber can be one of the best learning experiences. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.